God needed another man.
Yeah, yeah. He could feel the trembling.
Yes. And Peter would say, like I said last night with Jim, in the last chapter of his last book, the second epistle of Peter, our beloved brother Paul teaches things hard to understand. And he said, some people twist what he writes to their own destruction. It is so contrary to everything, not just in Peter, but in the world. What God did at Cornelius' house was contrary to everything on the planet that had ever been, as far as the Jews and Israel and Gentile relationship. Yeah. It was, behold, I do a new thing. Who will believe our report?
Yes. Yes.
Mr. John, when those soldiers, the soldier and the servants came to that door, to the gate in Joppa, that they wouldn't go any further because they weren't Jews. Is that right?
Yeah, until they were invited. Peter invited them in when he went because of his experience. See, that didn't make any sense either.
Yeah.
That was something.
Nothing makes sense here, according to how things have been. These Jews shouldn't have invited Gentiles in to their, you know, to be close to them. But there's such an experience, an overwhelming experience. And now they tell about an angel visiting a man. Well, come in. I mean, that's the righteous thing to do. But it's contrary to the custom for a Jew to come in and spend time, or vice versa, with Gentiles.
It would have been
everything's messed up here. The ground is breaking up. Lava's pouring out.
Yeah.
Which way do you go to,
which way
to
do
escape?
You
which way do you run? Where do I hide? What is this?
What if the soldiers were Jewish?
Well, I doubt Cornelius' soldier was a Jew. I doubt that. But who knows?
Yeah.
Everything's up in the air.
But
he would have been a bad soldier if he couldn't fight on Sabbath day. Jews were exempted from
the
military.
Didn't soldiers come to John the Baptist, right?
Mm-hmm.
They came to John the Baptist and
some
asked,
soldiers
what should
did.
I do?
Where did they come from? Mm-hmm. Were they Roman?
Yeah.
Were they Jewish?
The centurion, he's got around 100 Roman soldiers. I mean, that's what a centurion is.
Yeah. So, what's going on here?
Just for those guys to be searching out, you know, asking about where Peter's Simon the Tanner's house was. Would have been really, you know, what
the neighbors
people,
would have started talking.
Yeah.
Ooh, I saw what I saw.
I was thinking last night, you've got the great Christian denomination that traces its thing back to the primacy of Peter and so on, being built on that rock. And as of last night, I was thinking, well, they go right back to those early chapters of Acts. What are you going to stand on?
Yeah.
Out of all that. But the one thing, that rock that you just mentioned, that's the thing they don't stand on. The whole Christian thing is on that they're back something out of that early part, and then they've got the ceremonies and song, whereas the rock there was what God has done, testifying to what God has done, and they miss that.
Yeah.
That whole thing claiming to be based on Peter and so on. you would get that right.
You know, the neighbors would have, there had been some slander involved in this. Mm. I mean, if the elders in Jerusalem were rebuking Peter for going, what about the Jews who didn't care anything about Jesus? What would they say about Peter going to a Gentile's house?
Oh, I told you.
I knew that religion was no good. Not going to count.
Look at him.
Look what's happened.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, it sounds very familiar. That's how it goes. But God had made it that way. Israel was becoming harder and harder against Christ. Fewer and fewer of Jews were coming in. The ones who were in were being persecuted. God began turning. God's closing one door and has opened another one. He did the same thing to Pentecostals back in the 60s. As they became prouder and prouder of being Pentecostals and less life, God opened up some avenues to what became known the Charismatic Movement. Bypassed the Pentecostals. It used to be 75, 80 years ago,